The Lord's sweet presence and blessing is with us, our dwellers. And today is November the 12th, 2015. I ran across a YouTube tonight that assigned the idea of intimacy and prayer with God to a demonic spirit of divination, similar to what Paul experienced in Acts 16. It happened that as we were going to the place of prayer, a slave girl having a spirit of divination met us, who was bringing her masters much profit by fortune-telling. Following after Paul and us, she kept crying out, saying, "These men are bondservants of the Most High God who are proclaiming to you the way of salvation." She continued doing this for many days. But Paul was greatly annoyed and turned and said to the Spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out at that very moment. What this particular teacher had mentioned was that the Lord was warning her of a python spirit, a spirit of divination, and that she saw in her vision a bedroom, and the intimation was that the relationship begins in private prayer, you know, because a lot of us have our private prayer in our bedrooms, although I could never keep my eyes open if I did that. Anyway, she wasn't taking shots at us guys at all, but she did mention this, and it could be interpreted. I mean, there are people out there who have an idea that what we teach is divination, but there's an interesting point here to be considered. What is the difference between what we're teaching on this channel and divination? First of all, we do not tell fortunes or even claim to tell people any kind of private prophecy, nor do we sell anything. In fact, even our books are free downloads. This woman was a professional soothsayer who had told fortunes for a living. That has no resemblance at all to what Heart Dwellers is about and what we teach. We teach personal holiness as the fruit of spiritual union in intimacy with our Lord, which we most often approach during our worship and prayer time. Heart Dwellers, don't be impatient with me when I defend what our Lord has been teaching us, please. I'm very protective of this intimacy and purity of spirit with God, because the fruit is personal holiness and highly threatening to the enemy. Anyway, I realized that this teacher was only alluding to this relationship because she saw a bedroom in her vision. And basically what she was saying is this spirit of divination or this python spirit is rising up in the body of Christ. And I think one of the ways that you can recognize it is that people are selling readings at conferences. You know, pay for a reading from the scriptures or whatever, give a donation and get a reading or something, you know, like that. That seemed to be part of what she was saying. So obviously that doesn't resemble us at all. But the idea that intimacy with the Lord can be invaded by unclean spirits, you know, that's something we all have got to be on the lookout for. And that's why I have so many teachings on discernment, because that relationship will be threatened and the enemy will try to sully it. And how many times have I been crystal clear that there's no trace of anything unclean with the Lord? So, Heart Dwellers, we have to be so discerning, and it is because you have kept your hearts pure from personal motives that almost all of you have had genuine experiences with the Lord that have led you to greater devotion and commitment to Him, not flaunting your gifts at all, which would be a giveaway that a wrong spirit is operating. And at this point, I began to speak to the Lord, because my heart was heavy, and, you know, as I looked at this whole situation and how it could be interpreted, I was carrying a burden in my heart. I said, "Oh Lord, it's so hard for me to worship tonight. My heart is so heavy. How could anyone equate that relationship, that tender and pure relationship between a soul and you as a manifestation of divination. Jesus, please speak to me. He began, "My love, the world is full of naysayers, those who haven't experienced me on that level. They also put down tongues. How discouraging is that? Eventually, the fog is going to break for them, depending on their motives. Hopefully, it is pure, somewhat like what you experienced today. Still, personal spiritual realities are critically guarded from interlopers. Some are convinced they are doing me a favor by pulling ministries and moves of my spirit apart and using distorted logic to discredit legitimate use of scripture. Know that this is terribly hurtful to me as well. But I understand and know that eventually all things that are shrouded in uncertainty are going to be brought into the light of truth and ratified. Until then, my love, you and I carry a burden in our hearts and a certain grief. Allow me to strengthen you, Claire. Allow me to carry you when it just hurts too much. Very little is understood about my Holy Spirit and how easily he is grieved when men presume to teach what I have not given them. But as you have experienced firsthand, the devils are clever enough to fool even the elect, were it possible. But I have given you the movements of my spirit deep in your soul, and this is an invaluable aid to you in discerning truth from fantasy. Those Christians who have not had supernatural experiences and who have not been taken to heaven have a very narrow and limited view of what I meant when I said, I go to prepare a place for you. Sometimes they're motivated by fear, the fear of losing their souls to deception and fabrication. Even now, Lord, I fear fabrication of my own making, putting together some sound good story in defense of what you've taught me. He replied, do you know that that's a really healthy and good sign? It is? Yes, it is, because presumption is where the fall begins. Those who presume on me overstep the boundaries of propriety, are more prone to deception. Although I chide you, my love, saying, still you do not recognize me, Claire? I honor your faithfulness and fidelity to truth, and willingness to be wrong and correct yourself. My brides, I'm asking you to be very, very flexible and teachable. Some of you have escaped from boxed religions, surrounded by electric fences of fear. They have based their faith on the scriptures as they understand them, and are quick to accept the teachings of their forerunners and that denomination. In fact, that is used as a foundation upon which to build. Anything that threatens the tidy borders of that box must be dissected with scripture and disproven. Otherwise, the survival of their denomination hangs in the balance. This is simply basic human behavior and wisdom. It doesn't mean people are bad, just limited. And I don't care how developed spiritually you think you are. You have your limitations too. No one has all the answers, and all have fallen short of the glory of my kingdom and understanding. This is why I insist that you taste the fruits. If the fruit is sour and bitter, you know error has crept in. Whether it be demonic or human is not the point. When you cease to see repentance, conversion, commitment, peace, and joy, you know you've lost me somewhere along the line. My people, I'm giving you ample rules of discernment so that you can go past your denominational borders and still be correct and in communion with me. So here you want to differentiate between a spirit of divination and my spirit of truth. My spirit will lead you into all truth, as I promised. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. Do you understand that much of what I wanted to disclose to you then, you are not ready for? And the union of our souls was one such concept. The scripture continues, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come." The Lord broke in there and said, "It should have been clear when I announced that absolutely nothing of real importance was going to happen in September, that it was a prophecy that your mettle could be tested by. But some don't really care to test the spirit and see. Rather, a blanket of condemnation is much easier. That is why some remained unconvinced even after the month of September passed, without incident." The scripture continues here, "He will glorify me because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you." That's John chapter 16. "You have taught on my beauty, my kindness, my mercy, my healing, my forgiveness, my promises, my words and how to stand on them, even my righteous judgment. As a result, on this channel you have seen conversions, people coming back to me after 50 years, repentance, and people leaving illicit relationships, paying the government what's been stolen from them, and many, many outstanding healings. And the love on this channel is more than evident to everyone who visits. It is written that by this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." That's John 13:36. "Are you to tell me that this is not proof that this channel is my work, by my spirit and not a spirit of divination? Claire, a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. You can write off all the experiences as fantasy, but you cannot write off the fruit. So be encouraged, my love. I am indeed speaking to those on this channel, not just you. So many now hear my voice clearly. And what is the fruit? Across all borders, one fruit is universal proof. Everyone who's experienced this intimate union of souls that has not a trace of the flesh in it longs to yield up their will to me and prefers my will for their lives over their own. Satan's kingdom would have crumbled long ago if all believers would manifest these signs. It is irrefutable proof that I am the source of wisdom for these teachings, and certainly not a dark spirit. Oh, how I look forward to the day when there's no more deception, no more division, suspicion, judgment, and darkness in the hearts and minds of my bride. Oh, how I long for the day when we will all live in accord, and none will besmirch the others. Rather, all will be of one accord with me, in unity with me, living their lives for me by the power of my spirit, forever bringing glory to me.